That's why it's called gambling.
Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Good morning again, everybody, and welcome to the show. Wayne, it's Dave. It's the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. Everything you need to know if you're still in the playoffs. Yeah, you're welcome. My half of this table is doing this, and I have nothing.
So you have more time to spend on this.
Yeah. Yeah. Wayne, on the other hand, he's busy putting lineups in yet.
Still trying.
Shit.
Need to get that third championship in the podcast league.
Yeah,
that would be nice. I would be all alone on top of the mountain then.
Oh, with the most?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's three people with two.
And yeah. There's, you just need to get two in a row.
That's well.
So you could finally take that dynasty prize.
Single step or single.
Every journey starts with a single step.
There you go.
Yeah. It's Christmas.
Yes, it is.
Ho ho ho, and all that stuff.
Yeah. Merry 45 degrees out.
And as my Christmas present from Buzzsprout, they're the people that house our podcast.
Oh, okay.
They sent me the stats for the year, like they do every year.
Well, there you go.
With this episode and with next week's episode, which will be the last one of the year, that'll be 36 episodes for this year.
Okay. So we're doing our part.
Yeah. We ranked, of all Buzzsprout podcasts, in the top 50%.
Oh, there you go.
Not bad for a podcast that, doesn't get paid money from a sponsor.
Yes.
Not named Joe Rogan.
That's hard. That's hard. Realistically, it's hard to do.
Yeah. How's this?
I mean, how do we separate ourselves? We're two fat guys just like every other two fat guys out there are doing a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, average download 30.
Okay.
So average, and that's in the first 7 days.
Okay.
So that puts us in the top 50%. The top 1%, just so you know, average download in the first 7 days, 4,588.
Wow.
That's the Joe Rogans of the world.
Okay.
Depending on where who's doing his podcast.
Right.
And the Micah Parsons and all that kind of stuff. The people who get paid to do this stuff.
Yeah. And the problem is, I listen to some of that stuff, and a lot of it's not good. So it's like, yeah, you can listen to people that get paid a shit ton of money, have a lot of advertising behind them, but doesn't make them right or make them good about it. It's like,
yeah. Yeah. Our most popular city?
Nashville.
Milwaukee.
Damn it.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
That was too obvious. I was like.
And then we have Frankfurt.
Germany?
Yeah.
We're like the Hasselhoffs of podcasts.
And then Regina, Saskatchewan.
Wow.
That's probably the Canadian guys.
Yeah, I would guess. I would guess so, yeah.
Leander, Texas.
Is that where Justin and...
I don't... They're in Lago. I don't know. That's all... It's all suburbs.
Yeah, I know. It's like... it gets downloaded to this tower, so that's over the border. It's like,
right.
Okay.
Well, and that's the same thing with, like, Frankfurt. I'm sure that's all the people using those Norton VPN-type things and all that.
Oh, okay.
And then Chicago, Illinois. They can comprehend down there.
Well, apparently they're tuning in to listen to us rip the Bears. what's their station down there? It's not GN. What is it? What is the
Score?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they spend enough time. Funny thing. It's funny. Cause this time of year, it's like the beginning of the year. Now this time of year. And, those stations week to week can't decide whether they want to be on the bandwagon or off the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Jump.
It's like, do we love Justin Fields and the head coach, or do we want to get rid of him?
Yeah. It's like hilarious.
And then 17 countries.
Oh, wow.
United States, number one. Germany, number two. Canada, number three. Cayman Islands, number four. Again, that's probably the NordVPN thing.
Oh, okay.
And then United Kingdom.
We're big in England.
There you go. So there you go. So thanks to everybody for listening.
There you go.
We don't charge you a dime, and that's probably why we have listeners.
But we have a good we have good contests.
In our opinion,
yeah. I mean, a lot of the other places don't do contests. They don't do, you know, they'll do something where they're sponsors.
Yeah.
You know, go sign up for this and get $10 free in betting.
And speaking of sponsors, ours are unpaid. They don't pay us a dime.
That is correct.
We give it to them because we want to.
Yeah. It's like if we don't like what they're selling, we're not talking about
you
it.
You got questions, comments, concerns, you can use one of our sponsors, the Mission Barbecue email.
There you go.
CFFpodcast@hotmail.com for all your questions, concerns, or if you want to get involved in the fantasy football playoff league.
One of our contests.
That's right. One of our contests.
Yes.
Two spots remain.
Oh, that's it. Okay. We're done.
Two. All right. I'm going to get those filled Tuesday when I go back to work, right before I call my mortgage company and find out where the hell my property tax check is. Here's a little bit of information. You get a mortgage for your house and you live in Wisconsin? Do not use Freedom Mortgage.
Yeah, there you go. We advertise on both sides.
Exactly.
You screw with us, we'll let you know.
You want to leave us a voicemail or a text message, you can use the Mountain Dew Spark fan line, 414-520-8249.
Speaking of the Mountain Dew Spark fan line,
yes,
we have to do a disclaimer here.
Okay.
That we were misinformed.
Oh, yes.
By one of our listeners.
The Tangerine Mountain Dew.
There is no such thing as Tangerine Mountain Dew.
It's like we said on the show. Maybe he meant Livewire.
And even though it says right on the side of the package, orange, apparently in West Allis or wherever the heck Jim Jam's from, orange means tangerine.
What? Are oranges and tangerines, are they the same?
Exactly the same thing.
Are they the same family?
No.
They're not? No. Aren't tangerines like oranges?
They're similar. They're smaller in size, similar in color.
Smaller in size, similar in color.
But sweeter flavor.
All right. Well,
if they were the same, they would just call them all oranges.
I guess. I guess that's true.
That's why cuties are called cuties, because they're not anything like an orange.
Well, those aren't even tangerines, though, are they? What are they called?
Well, because it was funny, because I went into Pick and Save over here, and on the same thing, they had the cuties,
mm-hmm.
and then they had, from California, what were they called? It wasn't tangerines, but anyway, they had another, exactly the same packaging, exactly the same. One was $6.99, one was on sale for
$2.99. Okay.
Exactly the same. I'm like,
we can answer this part during the banjo section to give us some reason to do a banjo set.
There you go.
Later on. And speaking of questions, we do have another text message question from Jim Jam. But we'll get to that later on because it has to do with our must starts and don't bother.
Yeah, I'm going to say we just want to do it during that segment.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what we'll do right now is this.
Have your attention.
I forgot about that.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
I keep forgetting about that little add-on to that drop. It's time for the news and notes, everybody.
We're nothing if not professional.
Exactly. We start with this. Aaron Rodgers.
Faker.
Was on the Pat McAfee show, and he said that he will not be playing this year. That his
and everybody's saying that he could not play this year.
Well, they're saying that now. You know, before and I do like how history.
And I know you're going to go into this and do your soapbox, but I
how do you know this?
Because you sent me the text.
Oh.
You laid the show out for me. It wasn't that hard. but I mean, I've been saying since the beginning of this thing that there's no way he's coming back this year. As a matter of fact, I think when we clarify our statuses for the year, we're going to find out that I was right about that, too.
That he wasn't going to be back?
That he wasn't going to be back. Mm-hmm. But because it's just not medically possible. But again, because he's And everybody's saying now that he's, well, maybe this is part of your rant, but he screwed the team because he told them he was coming back. And,
well, and he never did tell them he was coming
back. I know that. That's what I find hilarious.
This is the part that where I'm getting on my soapbox.
There you go.
Because I'm listening to all these shows, and they're like, oh, Aaron Rodgers made it all about him. He was going to be back to play this year. And
wait.
He said he was going to be back. And
but was that surprising?
No, but the thing is...
It is all about the queen. He's always got to have the light shining on him.
All right. Okay, we're going to ignore that part. We're going to ignore...
Bullshit?
What I'm saying is that this is easy to go back and find... Because it took me a minute and a half.
Wow.
Maybe.
Why did it take you so long?
It took me longer to type out his quote.
Right.
Than it did to find it. And yet these guys are on the... And they're getting paid. We are not getting paid. We're doing this for free, correcting the fallacies protecting the greatest quarterback to ever play the game.
This is the New York media.
Oh. Rodgers said, and this was, I believe, 2 days. It was a day after his surgery when he went on to Pat McAfee. And he was asked about play again. Would you play again this year and this and that, blah, blah, blah. And he said, quote, I think what I'd like to say is give me the doubts. Give me the timetables. Give me all the things that you think can, should, or will happen, because all I need is that one little extra percent of inspiration. That's all I need. So give me your doubts. Give me your prognostications and then watch what I do. Definitely some odds stacked against me based on age, but I like it. Stack all the odds up against me and see what happens. Timeout. This is not the quote. Wayne has his hand raised.
Well, I just wanted to give my prognostication. I said he would not play again.
Right.
So I was right.
My entire focus.
Oh, wait, could you play my drop for me?
I was right and you were wrong. I'm going to sing the I was right song. I was right and you
I feel so much better.
Okay.
The I was right song.
Aaron Rodgers went on in his quote about if he was going to play or not. My entire focus and dedication is on acquiring the most information and then adding to what I've already put together. And that is a pretty damn good rehab plan that's going to, I think, shock some people. Which it did, because they were all giddy as hell when he was walking around on the sideline without crutches earlier than after 11 weeks. Okay. Rodgers never put any timetables on his return, but he made it clear he intends to play football again. He was asked, and this was by AJ Hawk, if he means this season or if the Jets make the playoffs. And he said, I am not going to make any of those statements. I don't feel that's fair to myself. I think, as Kevin Garnett said, anything is possible. Never once did the greatest quarterback to ever play the game say he was going to play this year. He said it was his goal, but he never said he would. So all you talking heads, you Colin Cowherds, you Adam Shines, you other fakers in the paid media, get it straight. Tired of having to correct you guys all the time.
That's kind of like a full-time job.
Yeah. But we move on, though.
We can just play the bullshit.
whole time, every time.
we can play it all week and just talk about all the stuff that these guys are saying that's inaccurate. But anyway.
Bengals receiver Ja'Marr Chase continues to suffer injuries. That's hampering his performance. This past week, it was an AC joint sprain. I've had one of those. Not fun.
Not fun?
No. Chase was lucky.
Yeah, imagine if you did it and you were an athlete.
Oh, my God. Hard enough. I couldn't drive the damn car.
That's what I'm saying.
Chase was lucky, as it was first thought that he had a separated shoulder. Mm. There was a chance he would be ready to go this weekend for the Bengals, but he's going to miss this week's game. The average time missed is 1 to 3 weeks. This means T. Higgins will again get a featured role, and Tyler Boyd will get a bump in potential targets. So there's a couple guys to look for, right?
There you go.
Meanwhile, Colts receiver Michael Pittman was supposed to miss the game this week, but it looks like he is going to play.
What? I still think they're saying game time decision, but yeah, he's trending better.
Yeah, he had a bloated head last Saturday. which means concussion, right?
Yeah, that's the weird thing is now all of a sudden, if you look at the all season long, guy had a concussion, guaranteed he missed a week.
Right.
Now it's all of a sudden, guy gets a concussion.
Depends. It depends how bad it was.
2 days later, he's fine. It's like, yeah. Well, I don't understand.
So Zach Moss, remember him, the guy that had the broken arm at the beginning of the year?
I do.
Well, he's got another arm injury.
Oh, boy.
He's going to be out until week 17. He was unable to finish a game last week after getting hit. Now, like I said, if you remember, he missed week one with a fractured arm. He did go through x-rays after the game, and they were negative. And it was his other arm this time that they think it's either a nerve contusion or a stinger, which...
Or he's Sally.
Yeah. Now, they say if it's a little more serious, which would be like a, what do they call it, a minor flexor strain, that could be problematic. But they're thinking week 17.
But so, isn't Taylor back anyway?
Possibly, yes. So, yeah, I think we have that coming up.
He wouldn't be playing anyway, so...
Titans quarterback Will Levis suffered a leg injury at the end of the game Sunday. He was rolled up on and appeared to be in pain. It looked like it was either an ankle injury or a knee injury. Either way, they did show him later on in the game during overtime walking around on the sidelines, and it didn't look like he was in very much pain. So he went through an MRI on Monday.
Faker.
And that would be weird for a sprained ankle. Why would you go through an MRI, I guess?
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill was getting first team reps this week, as it looks like Levis is going to miss week 16. That's not good. Another week of football, another week for an injury to a Packers skill position. This time, Jaden Reed, who suffered a toe injury based on his inability to finish the game and the most common toe injury in football, he may be dealing with turf toe. If Reed is dealing with the dreaded turf toe.
If they would just do what David Bakhtiari wants them to do and just go to all real fields, they wouldn't have turf toe.
Well.
No.
Where were they playing?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Don't try to ruin my story.
Yeah, they were in Green Bay.
Don't try to ruin my story. I'm just like David Bakhtiari. It doesn't matter.
So watch all the news. This could be a major issue for fantasy managers if you have a Jaden Reed. Mm-hmm. Cardinals receiver Marquise Brown re-injured his heel this past week, which forced him to exit the game. Again, this is not a new injury for Brown. He has been on the injury report with this injury since week 12. He wasn't able to get back in the game, so I would think he is going to miss some time. They may even shut Brown down for the year since it's pretty clear they're out of the playoff picture.
Shut Brown down. Shut Brown down.
Ravens running back Keaton Mitchell, done.
Who?
Gruesome knee injury last week. Did you see that one? Mm-mm. Whenever they come back they say, we're not going to show you this replay.
Yeah, you know, okay. It's, yeah.
All right. Jaguars receiver Zay Jones, he tweaked his hamstring while battling for a pass. For NFL wide receivers, the average time missed with a hamstring strain is two and a half weeks. And when you compound this with his aforementioned knee injury that he has on the other leg, he's been dealing with that. And now this hamstring injury, it's likely he's going to miss at least a couple weeks, maybe more. And speaking of Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence.
Speaking of Jags.
He was in concussion protocol, but he was practicing this week. And although he's practicing, it doesn't necessarily mean he's going to play. So, again, watch the reports this Sunday. See if he's going to be playing. But they said that he may have cleared concussion protocol, but yeah, weird things have happened.
True.
Pittsburgh Steelers. They've announced that Mason Rudolph will be the starting quarterback going forward after benching Mitchell Trubisky.
Hard to believe.
Now, this shouldn't surprise anyone. Trubisky is not a great starting option.
Where did Mitch Trubisky start his career?
Chicago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Remember they moved up to the number two overall pick?
Home of the never have a quarterback team. Yeah, I'm sorry. Just check. I'm just curious. Yes. How many quarterbacks have the Packers had since?
Oh, three. 72?
Three?
Since 72? Oh, since 72. I'd have to look into that. Like that'd be a good thing to look into.
Like maybe five.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Like, are we talking starting quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you got to put in the whole.
You know, now, Brett never missed a game, but, you know, there's the other guy that missed a few games here and there.
The best quarterback to ever play the game?
No, I said Brett didn't miss a game.
No, I'm talking Aaron.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. Commanders quarterback Sam Howell is going to remain QB1 for the team, according to head coach Rowboat Ronnie Rivera. Howell was benched during the team's Week 15 loss to the LA Rams, but she'll be fine. Right?
Their offensive line is horrific. It's like the poor guy. I mean, he's probably going to be, who is it? Was it Couch or was, no, it was, set the record for the most sacks.
David Carr.
Carr. Yeah. Carr's brother. Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably going to pass that.
And he was just shell shocked. Was never a good guy again. So
Isaiah Pacheco, speaking of not good guys, is listed as good to go for the Chiefs this weekend. Pacheco's return, great for the Chiefs. He can get out there and run angry. Runs angry.
Does that mean that CEH won't get any more playing time?
Well, he'll still be used as both a runner and receiver out of the backfield. Okay. I know.
Because I'm starting him.
Well, you should. CJ Stroud, still in concussion protocol and will not be starting this week. Case Keenum will be the guy.
You just don't know. It's those types of quarterbacks, they can play good for a couple of weeks. It's, you know, Josh Dobbs. It's
right.
You know,
which means it's time for the must starts and don't bothers.
Okay.
And with that, like I said, we do have an email or a text message question, and it goes a little something like this.
Wait, do we want to wait for that game? I'm just asking.
Well, I'm not going through all the games. We don't go through all the games anymore. We just go through must starts and don't bothers, remember?
Oh, well. Yeah,
now that the playoffs are going.
That's
going
to be, because I did all the games again.
Oh,
I
did you?
Can't stop myself.
Oh. Well.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I'm an overachiever.
All that extra work.
Yeah, well.
Hello, Wayne, and the man who leads you through the fog of fantasy football like Rudolph Dave. Right?
He's not wrong there.
I know. What are your thoughts about Ty Chandler? According to the press, it seems that he will be the feature back. Is he a must start or don't bother? Thank you for your help. Jim Jam. All right. Well, no, you're probably asking this question because he had, what, 155 yards on 26 touches and a touchdown last week?
Yeah.
And you think, yeah, he's a must start. The problem is, that was against the Bengals.
And what do we always say? Don't chase points.
Points.
Yeah.
And the Bengals have not been playing very well on defense lately. Now, Chandler did play the bell cow last week, which is good. He played 81% of the snaps for the Minnesota.
Is
Alexander Madison.
Yeah, is Madison hurt?
Yeah, he's hurt. He's
okay,
out.
Okay.
Missing a week or two yet. He hasn't practiced all week, so Chandler's likely going to be rewarded with some nice volume-based RB2 performance for the next couple weeks. So
it all comes down to which Lions team shows up. Is it the home dome Lions team, or is it the away outside Lions team?
Yeah.
So we're in a dome.
Yeah, but they're still
on
away.
The road.
Yeah.
So it's because the Lions defense has not been good as of late.
Right. I see Chandler this week as more of an RB2 flex player type thing against the Lions, who are giving up just 3.5 yards per carry, which is the third fewest in the NFL.
There you go.
So take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, their defensive line is decent. They're, you know, I don't know how much, and I'll be honest, I don't know how much Chandler catches the ball.
Right.
But, I mean, they have
Another guy.
Abdullah, isn't that the guy?
No, he's in Vegas now.
Oh,
Amir Abdullah.
Yeah.
No, they have, is this another?
They have the Gwyn or whatever the heck the guy's name is.
Like some foreign name?
Yeah. NGWE or.
Nguanu?
Yeah, that guy.
Igwebuike?
Yeah, exactly. One of those guys. But, yeah, I assume Chandler's more of the pass-catching guy, so he could get some. But I think the Vikings are going to be forced to throw the ball downfield, so I think Addison's probably going to get the ball quite a bit because they'll be taking Jefferson to clear things out for him. and their tight end probably going to get a lot of catches.
Kene Nwangwu.
There you go.
And Cam Akers they have, but he's on the IR.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the only other guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think Chandler's a horrible play, but he wouldn't be one of my starters. Like you said, maybe a flex play kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, unless you have to have him.
Yeah. I mean, it all comes down to your choices. If you know, if you have him and you have Tyler Allgeier, yeah, CEH, then you might want to play him.
Here's the rest of your must-starts and don't-bothers for week 16. We start with the quarterbacks. My first must-start quarterback is going to be Russell Wilson. Unlike last year, he's been actually serviceable this year for most of this season. He's a solid streaming option for those fantasy GMs still in the playoffs with questions at quarterback. The Patriots' defense has been better, but they have only been really good against pocket-type quarterbacks. And we all know that's not Wilson's game. He thinks he's playing baseball out there, and he goes for a little run and slide all the time. So I like Russell. Your guy first?
I'm going to go on a limb here. I'm going to go Joe Flacco.
Really?
Against the Texans. He's figured out that Amari Cooper's the guy he needs to throw the ball to. The Browns running game hasn't really been coming to the fore
right
as of late. So I think Flacco's going to figure it out and be serviceable as a must-start quarterback.
There you go. And I'll take your Joe Flacco, and I'm going to raise you with a little Nick Mullins.
Oh, there you go. Uh-huh.
Now, granted, you're going to have to live with some mistakes from Mullins, but he is going against a Lions defense that is not very good when it comes to fantasy points given up to quarterbacks.
There you go.
The Lions have also not been very good when they play on the road, and like we said, they're going to be in the Dome this year in Minnesota, this week in Minnesota. So, You're stuck with Jared Goff and his small hands aren't in the dome or aren't in the cold weather, but they are still on the road.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun game to watch. Your guy?
Well, I'm going to, as long as we're this late in the season and we're in the playoffs and you know, we're playing for all the money, I'm going to gamble. I'm going to say Justin Fields.
What?
They're at home.
What?
They're at home.
Yeah.
And guess what? Grass field.
Oh,
I'm gonna take Justin Fields against a pretty awful Cardinals defense, and gonna roll with it. I think they're gonna. He's probably gonna run for more than he's gonna pass for.
Yeah,
but
that counts.
But yeah, for fantasy football, that's a game winner.
If we call Lamar Jackson quarterback and let him get points for running,
there you go.
You gotta do it for Justin Fields.
There you go.
Any other must-starts?
I would. This is my last guy, but again, it's a home game.
Mm-hmm.
I would try the Baker Mayfield trick one more time.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're not playing Green Bay this week.
Well, that's the only bad thing, but they are playing the Jaguars, who are not much better.
Yeah. About the same. Okay.
And he's finally figured out, oh, there's another all-pro receiver on the other side of the field.
Yeah.
So now he's got two guys to go to. So suddenly their tight end's better. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. I mean, I'd give Baker Mayfield one more shot. If I don't have one of the big studs, he's a guy I'd give a shot.
All right. As far as don't bothers, we're going to start with this one. Jared Goff and his small hands. We mentioned this before. I think he's going to be a trap play this weekend. Not only is he going against a tough Vikings pass defense, but he is also on the road where he has struggled all year, like we said. Goff has 9 touchdowns on the road compared to 17 at home. He also has 2 rushing touchdowns on the season. Both of those have come at home. I am benching Jared Goff. You possibly have somebody else that you can play.
You better hope.
You?
Oh, I'm going to bench you, Tommy DeVito. What? Hey.
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 Tommy Cutlets.
He fired his agent.
He did not.
He fired his agent.
What?
Yep. So you know the Tommy Cutlets.
The whole comic book thing is done with?
They said he fired his agent. So I'm like, okay. I mean, it wasn't only a matter of time. The guy's a clown. So
he was just inducted into the Italian American Hall of Fame or something.
DeVito or the agent? Oh, see, yeah, it was getting kind of crazy. I heard that he was pulling DeVito from appearances and jacking up the price. So if he already agreed to say $20,000,
yeah,
they were asking. Yeah, they were asking for 40. It's like you already had an agreement. You know, it's like that's just
damn Italians.
Yeah. So anyway, against the Eagles defense seems to have found, even though they lost on a last second touchdown last week, their defense was good all game long. So I got a feeling they found something. So I'm gonna think Tommy's not going to do it on the road this week.
And he is turning into Tommy DeVito.
Yes.
Kind of like, you know, who's the bald guy with the alopecia?
Oh,
The space astronaut.
Shoot. Minnesota Vikings.
Yes. Joshua Dobbs.
Dobbs.
Yeah, he turned into Joshua, and Geno's turning into Geno. And
oh,
they're all turning into, well, who they were.
Yeah.
My final don't bother, Sam Howell. Now, he flopped last week in what should have been a favorable matchup against the Rams, especially considering he was coming off of six straight games with over 18 fantasy points. He was benched for Jacoby Brissett, for Christ's sake. Mm. And you know, when you're benched for Jacoby Brissett, something's wrong.
You ain't wrong.
Like I said, Howell, though, was still named QB1 for the Commanders, so he should start this week against the Jets. But the Jets' defense is as elite as they've ever been all season. They're allowing 13.4 points per game to quarterbacks, which is the second fewest in the league. There you go. Your last or any more don't bothers?
Well, I got this is an iffy returns scenario. Geno Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Who you already mentioned. They're playing on the road at the Titans. They looked bad last week. Mind you, Geno was not playing. But Geno is clearly a shell of his former self, and I wouldn't put him in there if I had choices. And lastly, sorry to say, Jordan Love.
Oh.
Carolina's defense is better than people think it is.
Okay.
This game has me scared. I think they're better than Tampa Bay. So,
really?
Yeah, their offense is horrific.
Yeah.
But their defense is pretty good. And if they can put the hurting on Green Bay's offense, Green Bay's defense clearly doesn't have.
So you're talking like an exciting 10-8 game.
That's what it looks like. Okay. That's what it looks like.
Ooh.
It's in Carolina, so weather will depend. Yeah, but
well, it should be all right.
Yeah.
We move on to running backs. Must starts for me, Aaron Jones. It's hard to ask for a better spot than against the Carolina Panthers defense that allows the fourth most points per game to running backs.
Yeah,
you said, against passing,
they need Aaron Jones and they need Jaden Reed doing those sweep things.
Yeah, and Jaden Reed's not going to play.
You think
he's going to play?
Not so sure, yep. But if they get those two guys, they still have a puncher's chance because they can make the pass defense not be so good. So we'll see.
So Carolina is giving up 105 rushing yards per game to running backs. And no team in the NFL has allowed more rushing touchdowns this season. Jones should put up RB1 numbers when fantasy managers need him the most in the semifinals of their fantasy playoffs. Your guy?
Okay, I'm going to go with Tajay Spears against the Seahawks, as we mentioned before. Seahawks defense has not been good as of late. And speaking not being good, there is a certain running back playing for a certain Tennessee team.
Derrick Henry.
Who, you know, used to be the king.
Yeah.
Less than 20 yards last week on 20 carries.
Yeah, this is the first time. The lowest ever or was the first time?
First
20 time rushes, 15 yards.
Yeah. Not good.
I could do that.
He's either hurt, which I'm going to give him that out.
Okay.
Or he's done.
Yeah.
That being said, Tajay Spears should... Now, this is a question. Remember, you just got done saying he had 20 carries. So they're not feeding Tajay. They're still feeding Henry. Right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying if you need a long shot guy and you're rolling the dice, Tajay Spears is not a bad guy to go with.
Now I'm gonna go I'm going Najee Harris and Jalen Warren.
See, I have them on opposites. I have Najee Harris starting. He's the big back, and that's who they have trouble with.
Yeah.
Warren being the receiving back, that's who they're pretty good against. So I split them.
Okay. The only reason I'm putting them both out there is a couple reasons. The Bengals are allowing 4.5 yards per attempt to running backs, and the Steelers cannot pass.
That's valid.
And this is the 1-2 punch where you get the job done, because Mason Rudolph is going to be check down Charlie.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that's
true. Here's a little gambling advice. If you can find a place that'll do it for you, take the over on receptions for both Najee Harris and Jalen Warren.
That's a good one.
Because
it can't be a big number.
No. And Mason Rudolph is going to be
screen.
Well, that's screen.
Actually, that plays right into my bet where I got Freiermuth being a anytime touchdown guy. So maybe.
There you go. Your next must start.
Since I got to pare it down, I'm just trying to be judicious with who I'm telling you to do. Okay, here's another one. Same scenario as Tajay Spears. I'm going to say start Roshan Johnson for the Bears. It seems like they finally figured out that he's the best running back they have.
Yeah, it only took 3/4 of the season.
Exactly. It's the Bears. Last week, he outdid both
Deonta Foreman.
Foreman and
the little...
I got Roshan stuck in my head now.
Or Herbert.
Yeah.
Khalil Herbert.
So he seems to outdone those guys. So ideally, I would just say he's a starter no matter what. Unfortunately, he does play for the Bears, and they do stupid shit. So I would say check it out as close to the game as you can. Again, if you need a guy that's a gamble guy, I would say go Roshan Johnson.
And my last one, started running back for you, Bijan Robinson. Now, regardless of the fact that Arthur Smith seems to be incompetent as a head coach.
Oh, it doesn't seem to be. Yes.
I just found out that, do you know his parents are like the owners of FedEx?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's a rich little boy.
Well, he's
had everything handed to him.
That kind of explains his mustache.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the facts. Matchup with Bijan Robinson is way too much to pass up. Robinson is the best pass-catching back the Falcons have. And even if Robinson does not do well as a rusher, the Falcons should be behind early, which means Arthur Smith is going to give him another reason to leave Robinson on the field more often than he'd like to catch the ball.
Who's quarterbacking for Atlanta?
Well, that would be,
did they go back to Ritter? Or
no,
they...
it's guy that used to be with Washington last year, Taylor Heinicke.
Oh, Heinicke, that's right. Yeah. Okay. He's one of those journeyman kind of guys. Yeah, so
that could turns into Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah.
Is this the week or does he have one more?
Yeah, exactly. It's like all these guys, it's like, I don't know, shake the dice and I don't know, hope.
Any more must starts for you?
Yeah, I got a Devon Achan.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a game where the Cowboys defense is good, but I don't know if they're set up for the speed that this guy has.
Yeah.
And they've been kind of having him on a pitch count as of late. But I think this is a game that they got to and want to win. It's at home. So I'm going to, again, it's a roll of the dice. I'm saying put in Devon Achan and hopefully he returns. He doesn't have to touch it that many times to return you big dividends. Right. So.
Which moves us to the don't bothers. And like you were saying with Roshan Johnson, I have Deonta Foreman as a don't bother. It's the ultimate example of a catch 22 for fantasy GMs. There's a chance he goes nuts and as the lead, and there's an equal chance that he totally flames out with Roshan Johnson and Khalil Herbert being the preferred hot hand. And lately, it's been the flame out.
Yeah.
Okay. Your guy?
I'm going to go with Javonta Williams.
Yes, I have him too.
He's just not been good as of late. And I don't know if it's him or it's the Broncos or I don't know, but he's not a play guy. Plus, they're playing the Patriots.
Yeah.
Who, say what you want about Bill Belichick, he can dial up the defense. Yeah, he's a
defensive guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Javonta Williams, last week he had 4 points against the Lions.
Yeah.
And this week, like you said, he's playing the Patriots, who have allowed 75 yards on the ground since week 9. He's also, Williams also has not had more than 3 receptions and hasn't scored via pass reception since week 10. That's not good.
Not good.
Your last don't bother.
I got Mr. Devin Singletary playing the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns defense is no joke.
Right.
And Singletary has been a little exposed as maybe not the great savior that he ever thinks he was going to be. But and as we say with the quarterbacks, he turned into Devin Singletary.
Yeah, so, exactly.
What are you going
to
do?
Yeah. Which moves us to the wide receivers. My first must start is going to be Gabe Davis. Now, the Bills take on the Chargers this week, and their defense surrendered 63 points to the Raiders, with Aiden O'Connell as their quarterback. Right? And he did play. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he's been playing.
Yeah. So the Raiders' deep threat at receiver was Trey Tucker. He caught two long balls for touchdowns.
And as we always say, who?
I have no idea who that is.
Gabe Davis should have that same opportunity this week, this weekend, and I like him to light up the scoreboard here against the Chargers. Your guy?
And I'm just gonna be forthright here. Uh-huh. I have Gabe Davis as my don't.
Yay. As a don't start guy. Oh,
I think they're gonna be done passing early in this game.
Oh, you think they're gonna be up so much?
This is why I'm scared to start.
That makes sense too.
Yeah, I'm scared to start Josh because it's like he could be done by halftime, and I'm like,
I never thought of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think they could be done quickly. I think it's going to be better for their running backs than it is for the receivers. But, yeah, well, you know, what do I know? I'm going to throw one out there just as a, if he's cleared, Michael Pittman. Mm-hmm. If he's cleared, he would be my starter because Gardner Minshew apparently has same problem they have in Cincinnati, same problem they have in Minnesota. They only have eyes for one guy. Yeah. And it's.
The Indianapolis Colts are in the playoffs.
I know.
Isn't that amazing?
Just kind of snuck by everybody. But they're in one of the worst divisions in football. So
true. I like Calvin Ridley this weekend. Jaguars are trying their best to get this guy the ball in high leverage situations. This should be a great matchup against Tampa Bay. And so if you need a good start for the playoffs, Calvin Ridley might be your guy, especially if Trevor Lawrence is back, which it looks like he might be. Your guy?
Well, I'm just going to take the easy one. This is a layup. I'm going to take Adam Thielen against the Packers.
Fuck. Why not? Who's their rookie guy? I like that.
Jonathan Mingo.
Yes. I always get him and Marvin Mims screwed up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're similar.
Marvin Mims, Jonathan Mingo.
I just think, you know, yes, I understand Thielen's older than dirt. I understand that, you know, he doesn't have everything left in the tank, but they seem to have found him again after they fired their coach and they wanted to go with all the young guys, which is why they were going with Jonathan Mingo. Mm-hmm. They realized that, oh, by the way, this Adam Thielen guy is always open, so we should maybe throw him the ball.
Well, and especially against the Packers, who seem to give every receiver on every play 3 yards.
Well, you need a 12-yard cushion.
Oh, my God.
Because we can't communicate. Wasn't supposed to be 12 yards. Only supposed to be 8. Yeah, they only need 5 for the first down. Well, I don't understand.
My last must-start, DK Metcalf. He's going against a Titan team that just gave up 113 yards and a touchdown to opposing receivers. Now, that's pretty good, right? Well, no.
No.
Let's not forget that was against a Houston team with Case Keenum at quarterback and the team's two best receivers out of the game. Metcalf should feast against the Titans this weekend.
Feast! Feast, I tell you!
Feast! Eat! Eat all day! Your last must start.
Boy, tough to. I'm gonna give you a double. I'm gonna give you DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay, I have him as no bother.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So that's funny. So we're split on that guy. But I also have Amari Cooper.
Okay,
I told you Joe Flacco earlier.
Yes,
that's his guy. So I'm gonna stick with Amari Cooper and say that's another guy that I would start.
All right. As far as DeAndre Hopkins for me. I have him as don't bother because he's going to line up against either Tariq Woolen or Devin Witherspoon.
Okay.
Either one's going to be tough, and it's hard to feel confident in a receiver that could only corral 2 of his 9 targets in week 15.
Well, yeah, the question for me was they're switching quarterbacks again.
Yeah.
So, but you got to feel like there's a connection between those two.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. Will Levis is still playing, right?
I don't think so.
You think he's not playing?
I don't know.
Ooh, that's not good.
I know.
So is Ryan Tannehill?
That's what I thought. Tannehill was going to start, so.
All right. Another don't bother for you, or one of your don't bothers?
Gosh, so like the Commanders, Terry McLaurin's, Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, I have him too.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing the freaking Jets. And the Jets, again, for all their foibles this year, their defense is damn good. So I would sit them both. Plus, how old did we say he was? questionable, or did they replace him, or did
Sam Howell? No, he's QB one.
He's going to be okay. Yep. Okay.
But yeah, I have McLaurin as don't bother because, I mean, okay, last week games he had his best game of the week, but that was against a soft Rams pass defense.
Yeah, but it's like his only game of the year. He hasn't done anything.
And most of that performance came after Brissett displaced Howell at quarterback. Now, like you said, Howell is expected back at quarterback this week. So I see another single-digit outing for him. Anybody else?
Well, I mean, the problem with McLaurin, too, is he's a down-the-field guy.
Yeah.
Howell doesn't have time for anybody to get down the field. He's, you know, just flipping it up because he, you know, just want to get hit in the head again.
Right.
So I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna throw, as long as I'm throwing Packers on the fire, I'm gonna throw Romeo Doubs on the fire. I just don't think this is a game for him. Okay. Again, the cornerbacks for the Carolina Panthers are not bad cornerbacks, so I'm scared of this game. This could be the game that knocks him out for good. Yeah, I'm worried.
All right.
Which means put all your money on the Packers because
they need to win all three games, don't they? Yes. Yeah, to have a chance.
Yeah.
Because what did I hear yesterday? If they win all three, they have a 75% chance of making the playoffs.
I think right now they're like 11%, something like that. So it's not good.
All right. So the next thing we were going to do is, I got a call from one of our smart and handsome listeners.
Well, I don't know. That might be stretching just a little.
He saw an article that he was reading that went through if each team had the first overall pick, who would they take?
So this is kind of your Christmas list.
Yeah. Yeah. And it ended up being, after he was talking to me about it, it looked like something where the author of the article tried to be smarter than everybody else.
What a shock.
Because like we said at breakfast, which makes me think about, should we go through this or should we do it later on and say, who do we think each team is going to pick maybe?
Well, that's what I did because
we will do that next week.
Because realistically, if you were doing the everybody had the first pick,
yeah,
there'd only be three or four players taken.
Right,
everybody would take the same three or four players.
Yeah, because the premise we were going to work on was, all right, the team has the first overall pick.
Yeah,
they have to make the pick.
Yeah,
and they can trade the player.
Yeah, so out of 32 teams,
yeah,
16 of them are going to take a quarterback.
Yeah,
so that means there's one or two quarterbacks that's going to be gone, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Then there's going to be a few teams that are going to take a wide receiver, the ones that already have quarterbacks.
Right.
So that's another, we'll say, eight teams.
Yeah.
So now we're at 20 teams already. So realistically, you know, where are you going to wind up? You're going to wind up with the same guys on every team.
Yeah, because the thing that, and I just shook my head when he told me about this, was the guy had Minnesota with the first overall pick taking Jalen Williams, the quarterback from Jane Daniels, the quarterback from LSU. I'm going, wait, they have the first overall pick and they're not going to take either Drake May or Caleb Williams?
Right.
As much as I don't like Caleb Williams,
yeah,
there's no way I'd pass up Caleb Williams for Jane Reed.
Yeah,
Jane Daniels.
Yeah.
There's no way.
It seems like a very flawed premise.
Yeah.
Cuz again, it seems weird that, cuz if you had the number 1 pick overall, almost everybody would go for the same guys.
Right.
There's going to be two defensive guys, you know, two edges.
Yeah, cuz I called Dan and I said I was going over my list with him that I put together, cuz this, well, I shouldn't say this on the air. We'll talk about this part off the air about how I put my list together.
Okay.
But I was going through it all and I'm thinking to myself, wait, yeah, sure. Arizona needs an offensive lineman. But if they had the first overall pick, are they going to make that an offensive lineman?
Right. I mean, the number 1 pick overall, no. Not going to be an offensive lineman.
No. You would trade the pick.
Yeah.
But, okay, so what we're going to do is, after the playoffs have been determined,
okay,
we'll just go through each team and put out there who we think would be a good pick for them.
Okay.
At their draft position.
I've already done my homework.
Yeah, I know.
I'm already done. So
some of that might have to change.
No.
You're good. Mine's right.
Nobody's going to know.
So look at this. I have, what, 12 pages of paper here
oh.
of all this work I did.
Just going to burn it and throw it in the toilet.
Yeah.
Well, can I go over the top? Can we go over the top 10 picks?
Sure.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
So you give me the guys and I'll tell you, because I actually did it by division. So I did the AFC East.
Okay. All right. So you need to know who has the draft pick, right?
Yeah. So we know the Bears are number one.
Yeah. Bears are number one. And are we going to say they can't trade the pick?
Well, I went with that premise. But honestly, I don't think they're going to trade the pick. I think the Bears are going to take their pick where they have to take it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll do that after week 15 games. Here we go. So we have, again, Chicago Bears, number one.
And I don't know if you want to weigh in on it or...
Okay, I'll weigh in on it when you get to...
Okay, I have the Bears taking Marvin Harrison Jr.
At number one?
At number one. He's the number one rated prospect.
You're thinking they're going to stick with Justin Fields?
I'm pretty convinced. Assuming the next two games go like the last two games, okay. Three games, I think they're going to get a new coach in there, and so they might go, you know, we don't really want this guy, we don't want to pay him big money,
right? Let's get a second round pick, maybe a first.
Yeah, I mean, if they traded, they could get a haul, because anybody that's going to move up to there is going to move up for Caleb Williams.
No, I'm saying, would you say that they maybe the new guy that comes in says, I don't think Justin Fields is that good, let's trade him away?
I don't think they're going to get anything for him, to be honest.
Well, yeah, a second. You think they'd get a second? I keep hearing they want two firsts, which is insane.
Right. And what happened to Arizona when they did the exact same thing? They got screwed because they were stupid and didn't trade him first and then do the pick.
Right.
And the Bears aren't any smarter, so let's face facts.
Okay. All right. So you're going receiver.
I'm going
number two.
Yeah, Marvin Harrison.
New England Patriots.
Okay, so New England is definitely taking a quarterback.
Okay. So Mac Jones is getting traded away.
Yes. Well, I mean, or benched. I don't know what you're going to get.
They can't keep Mac Jones as the backup with what he's getting paid.
That's true, too. I'm trying to find in New England real quick here. I'm sorry. It's
So Caleb Williams or Drake May?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I forget which one I had him taking. I had him taking Drake May.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And I'm more of a Drake May fan than I am Caleb Williams.
Yeah. After what I saw with
the painted fingernails and the crying on mom's shoulder.
I see too many holes in his
game. Yes. I'm just like. Yep. He's as the kids nowadays say. You know what I mean?
I get that feeling. Yeah. And I also don't think, look at it, he's going to New England, has no offensive weapons.
Right.
He's used to playing for USC, which has
all
the wide receivers you could want, all the running backs you could want.
Yeah.
You know, it's video game football. It's not the same thing.
Number three, Arizona Cardinals.
Another team that probably should take a quarterback, but won't. Mm-hmm. Let me flip down.
Yeah, because the Kyler Murray thing. He's like changed his tune lately.
Yeah, I know.
Saying that I want to be the guy. I want to be the team guy, and I like being here, and I want to learn. I want to show.
Well, and I have not heard that their coach is on the hot seat. So
no, I don't think he's going to be gone.
Okay, so I think Arizona is going to take. Now remember, Chicago, picking at number one, has two picks in the first round.
Right.
Arizona, picking at number three, also has two picks in the first round. So Chicago needs offensive line, but I'm saying they get that with their second pick. Arizona also needs offensive line. I'm saying they get that with their second pick. So I'm saying in their first pick, they're going to take...
Offensive line is deep this year.
Very deep. Yeah. Offensive line, and so is along the defensive front. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of edges, you know, those kind of guys. So I'm saying they're going to take Malik Nabers.
Okay.
Wide receiver. So.
Wow.
Their wide receiver core still sucks.
Right.
For all the amount of trades and picks that they put in. Well,
a lot of injuries and bad picks.
Yeah.
Number four, Washington Commanders.
The Commanders. Okay. I'm sure it's a quarterback.
Who is going to have a new head coach.
Yes. That's why I think it's going to be a quarterback.
Okay. So. Caleb Williams?
I have them taking at number four, Washington picking Caleb Williams.
Okay. Number five, Chicago Bears. Their second pick.
This is the funny thing. It's their second freaking pick. I think I actually have them taking, went the wrong way. I believe I have them taking an offensive tackle. Yes, I have them taking Joe Alt. offensive tackle. He's the best offensive tackle on the board. So they get the number one wide receiver and the number one offensive line guy. That would really help them out. They could go on their second pick, edge, somebody on defense. They still need help there. But face it, the Chicago, they need help everywhere. So if, you, if you're going to go with Justin Fields as your quarterback, you need to start building the freaking offensive line.
Especially after they just signed Montez Sweat to an extension.
Yes, exactly.
So, they might be set there for a little bit. Number six, New York Giants.
The Giants. Let me flip down.
They quarterback.
They definitely need a quarterback. And I don't know if I have to take
but
one.
The thing is, though, they may be stuck.
Yeah,
because Daniel Jones signed contract.
Yes, exactly. Bear with me.
That's all right.
Bear with me. I should have been more prepared.
I can't believe how many teams are at 5-9.
Oh, wait a minute. Washington. Oh, wait a minute. Are we talking Washington? No.
New York Giants.
Philadelphia, New York Giants. Okay. Oh, yes. I do actually have the Giants taking Jaden Daniels.
Really?
That way, if they want
somebody to sit behind Daniel Jones for
bingo. With a plan that way. If Daniel Jones continues to be Daniel Jones.
Yeah. We can get Jaden Daniels.
Then we start. Right. Okay. Yeah. So that was the thought.
Number seven, New York Jets.
The Jeets. They also need a quarterback because... Not because...
To sit behind Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
They need to start planning because he's 40 years old, so he ain't going to be around forever. But let me just see what I had him taken because it might have been... I could have had him going wide receiver, too, because they could use a wide receiver opposite
here. Yeah, and they could also use some offensive line help.
Ah, and that's what I did. Yeah. I had him take offensive... Because, let's see, why did he only last four snaps? Oh, yeah, their offensive line sucks.
The defense was in the backfield on every one of those four plays.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm going to go with... Get out my pronunciation. Guys.
Okay.
Olumuiwa.
Okay.
Fasanau.
Wow. From?
I think he's, I'd be guessing Penn State, I think, somewhere like one of those schools. But, I mean, yeah, they severely need offensive line help. So I think they'll be the second team to jump in on the offensive line.
Number eight, Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, that was number eight.
That was Jets at seven.
Oh, I have them at eight.
Well, they might have switched this. They're all 5-9.
You're so, right. It's whatever site you were on had them at. I'm sorry, Chargers?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I'm losing track. Tennessee, Denver. I'm in the right place. Raiders, Chargers. This is an easy one. I have the Chargers taking Brock Bowers.
Ooh, the tight end.
The big tight end. He's
now. Am I just thinking that I know the quarterback is staying another year in Georgia?
Yeah. Any of these? I don't know who's underclassman. Who's early declare because none of that's all done.
I thought I heard that about Brock Bowers that he might be hanging around too because he was again injured this year.
Okay, but I mean if he thinks he's going to go in the top 10, he's coming out because there's nothing to be gained.
Right, Brock Bowers, 2-time national champion. Oh, junior set, so he might be back.
Yeah, he has the opportunity.
Yeah, that'll be something.
But again, here's the other problem with freaking college football now.
Yeah, he could almost get more money than he's going to get his first year in the NFL.
So you don't, you just don't know what's going on. Yeah. So,
all right. But I do like that pick, though, for the Chargers.
Yeah, we need
it. Gerald Everett is.
Yeah.
All right. Number nine, Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee. All right. That's AFC. Go the other way. Jacksonville, Tennessee. Okay, I have them. This is the first defensive pick. I have them taking Dallas Turner. He's an edge. I mean, their defense has not been good this year.
Right.
So I think they're going to do something there. And they got Will Levis. I mean, face it, Tennessee needs help everywhere.
Yeah.
They need wide receivers. They need running back probably.
Oh, yeah. Because I can't imagine Derrick Henry's going to be around much.
Yeah. So Spears probably steps up to number one, but. That's one guy.
Yeah.
So.
Atlanta Falcons, number 10.
Oh, Atlanta.
Just for the fun of it, we're going to do Green Bay at 11.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got Green Bay at 15, technically, but that's my thing. So Atlanta, which again is another team that they have all kinds of off number one picks in the offensive side of the ball, mm-hmm. running back. They need a quarterback, but there's nobody really to take here. Unless they wanted to really, really reach for one of the second round guys, uh-huh. which happens all the time, but I'm not expecting it. I'm going to say that they're going to take Latu.
Latu, yeah.
I think he's an edge. Latu. So I think their defense needs a lot of help too. So
all right, and just please help me with the Packers. Who do you got them taking?
Oh, good question. Right. So the Packers, if we look at it now. Their wide receiver room is pretty full.
Yeah.
Their tight end room is pretty full. Mm-hmm. They need running back really bad, but nobody's spending a first-round pick on a running back. Right. They need offensive line. Yep. They can't afford to spend more picks on defense, but they need a cornerback really bad. They probably need a safety. I have them taking Amaris Mims.
Okay.
Offensive tackle.
All right.
Put him in the David Bakhtiari spot.
Yeah, get rid of Bakhtiari.
Leave him, yeah. And then hopefully that solidifies their line so they don't have to do anything else there. That would be nice. It's not exciting. It's a Packer-like pick. It's not exciting, yeah. But...
It's Lucas Van Ness.
Yes. Oh, he got a sack. Look at
the white guy from Iowa.
Yeah, like,
sweet.
Oh, and yeah, there's a
never
guy.
Started a game.
There's a... Oh, I can look it up real quick. The safety from Iowa this year. There's a, I want to say there's a dude that.
Sorry, I got it for you.
I keep just clicking on the wrong thing. That's why. Exciting. No.
Yeah.
I think I got it.
I have to put football safety out of Iowa because they're taking me to the Iowa.
Oh,
it was safety commission.
Well,
Quinn Schulte.
Yeah. No. That's him.
Quinn Schulte.
Try cornerback. Maybe they call him a cornerback.
Cornerback.
He's one of those hybrid guys that's kind of. I can't remember.
Yeah, because you can't go wrong with a defensive guy.
From Iowa.
Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, that's him, DeJean. So that's a guy. They don't have anybody taking him. I'm like, he's a first-round pick for sure.
Well, I mean, he
was pretty freaking solid.
Cooper DeJean had been lost for the remainder of regular season. Yeah. He was hurt, huh?
Yeah, but, I mean, you know,
yeah,
surgeries don't mean anything to anybody anymore.
Exactly.
He'll be back.
So there you go. And that's what you have to look forward to in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
When stuff gets solidified in the NFL.
We actually know where picks are going. That's what I was doing. I'm like, well, every list is different. I'm like, what am I going? I'm just picking.
Well, you have all these teams tied with.
Yeah.
All right. Enough of that. Let's try and make you some money, shall we?
Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that.
I got to warn you, Clark. They don't play the same games here that they do at them regular casinos.
Now, I remember last week promising that I was done with college football bets.
But
my bet of the week, I was going to get rid of the rest of my $35 that I had in my bankroll. And I thought, oh, that's a nice $908 win. And I picked games that I thought for sure were locks.
As we've learned over the year, there is no such
thing. 1, 2, 3, a 5-leg parlay. And I lost it on my first leg last night. UCF now, shit the bed for me.
Now, everybody that listens to this podcast, yeah, they will know that I told Dave 2 weeks ago.
Stop betting on college.
Do not bet the bowl games. Do not bet the bowl. I keep telling him that. And what did he do? He bet the bowl games.
Yeah, and in fact, I have two more parlays for college football for you. Because I didn't listen very well.
This is Mr. Glutton for Punishment.
And you were disciplined last week. You didn't even bet other than your bet of the week.
I didn't say no, any stuff.
Nothing.
Oh man. I did all that work for nothing. Damn it. All right. No, I actually did my 6-point teasers. I did a few, but it,
oh, you never sent them.
That probably didn't matter. I'm sure I lost them all anyway, so.
All right, you want to go over, since I did my bet of the week, you want to go over yours and then we'll get into the bullshit stuff here.
Well, because I'm being perfectly 100% honest.
Yeah.
With all the injuries especially to quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I'm finding it really, really hard this week. Plus, there's some really good games. I'm finding it really, really hard to find something to bet on. So at the last minute today, I got up early this morning. I rushed out the door.
You're such a nice person for our listeners.
I went to Pottawatomie.
Yes.
I
sat in front of a machine and made some picks.
I will tell you this, a little tidbit, little secret from me to you.
Yeah.
If you go to Pottawatomie on Saturday mornings,
yeah,
before 7 a.m.,
yeah,
you can get on any machine you want.
Well, that's because all the people that are usually there in the evening are drunk and still sleeping.
Exactly. They're home sleeping it off. But anyway, I went down. And so here's what I landed on. I actually had a four-leg parlay. But, of course, it's Pottawatomie, so they don't have one of the legs. So I had to I had to do a three-leg parlay. So I took Pat Freiermuth as an anytime touchdown scorer.
Okay.
It was plus 310.
Okay.
I have Stephon Diggs over 69.5 points or 69.5 yards. That is plus 510. And then I have James Cooks over 89.5 yards. Now, this is the one that's going to worry me the most.
Yeah.
But I got a feeling they're going to be up in the game. No, and he's going to be running the second half.
That's not going to be
bad. For whatever reason, they wrapped the James.
Because it's the same game. It's the same game.
Oh, okay. So that was 510 overall.
For those two.
Yeah, for those two. So I put it down a measly $5 for a payout of $125.05.
Yeah, and I'm already conceding you've won our little contest in that.
This could make me like Jim Jam. Because if I double my money, that would put me over $200.
Yeah.
I would have doubled my money for the year.
And not even spending the first $100.
So that would be that would be a good thing.
Yeah, my bankroll's at $1.25. And I'm done with that. I'm done. Done.
I'm done. Well, unless you win. Oh, whoops.
No, I already lost. So, and here's my other, like I said, I'm not going to bet on the college games anymore, but here I am with two college football parlays. First one is the championship playoff one where I have Alabama plus 1.5 versus Michigan. I have Alabama, Michigan over 45.5. I'm taking Washington plus 4 versus Texas. And I'm taking Washington and Texas over 64.
Now I'm just going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just take Alabama on the money line and Washington on the money line? Because that's what I was going to do.
I probably should have done that with Alabama. I would have gotten better odds.
Wouldn't you have with Washington? They're minus 110.
Yeah, but let's say they lose by a point.
Oh, I see. So hedging your bets just a little bit.
Well, not hedging. Just,
I got you.
I didn't think of that at the time, but yeah.
No, I actually liked I liked both Alabama and Washington, and I was going to take them on the money line. I wasn't doing the over-under thing.
Yeah.
Because that always screws me every time.
Yeah, probably going to. Yeah. And then my college football bowl parlay with the meaningless bowls. I'm taking Miami minus 1 versus Rutgers.
This is the what do you call it? You have to reach in to figure out who's playing for each team.
Exactly.
It's like oh look who's playing a quarterback. Oh,
so Miami minus 1 versus Rutgers. Missouri minus 2.5 versus Ohio State. Ohio State has no one playing. They don't have their quarterback. They don't have receivers.
But again, their B team is still all 4 or 5-star guys.
True, true.
But I don't understand. I can't fathom how Miami's only a 1-point favorite over Rutgers.
Well, isn't Miami missing a bunch of players too?
But again,
I mean, didn't their quarterback just transfer to Wisconsin?
Their B team is all 4 and 5-star recruits. Rutgers is getting 2-star recruits at their best guys.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Florida State versus Georgia over 44.5.
Yeah. Well, how much is Georgia favored by? It's got to be a lot.
That's why I took the over.
I was going to say, it's got to be probably half of the 44.
Tennessee minus 8 versus Iowa.
That's going to be a what?
That's going to be a close game.
Like 17-6?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Maybe. Well, as long as it's 8 or more. I don't care. Oh, wow. Or more than 8. And then Tennessee versus Iowa, I went out on a limb and I said over 36 and a half. That's going to be tough.
Yeah, 20 from Tennessee. You got to hope Iowa can score 16 points.
Yeah. You didn't do any college ones so we can move right to the NFL?
I do not believe in college football anymore. I'm sorry. They opened the transfer portal. I closed my wallet.
Here we go with another losing five-team money line underdog round robin parlay, everybody. 5-4-3-1 different ways. So that's 21 bets for $105. New England over Denver. Arizona over Chicago. Washington over the Jets. Minnesota over Detroit. And Cleveland over Houston. If all of them come in, $2,400. Huh? Not bad, right?
Not bad.
And then, of course, I do have a six-point teaser up there. Rams plus 2, Buffalo minus 7.5, Cleveland plus 8.5, Minnesota plus 9.
Buffalo's favored by 13 points, 13.5?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, when I made this, they were, yeah.
I mean, Charger playing, or Easton Stick, and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Green Bay plus 2.5. Washington plus 9 over the Jets. Arizona plus 10.5. Miami plus 5.5. Denver is a pick'em. And Kansas City minus 4. There you go. Any other
interesting
NFL bets for you, or are you just doing a better week?
No, I'm good. Well, I'll do like I did last week. I'll do them, and then I may or may not send them to you, apparently.
I'll remind you.
No,
games start today. Don't forget.
Oh, I know. That's the problem. I'm probably not going to. Well, who's on today?
There's three games.
Bills and Chargers, Bengals and Steelers. I thought there's just two today.
I thought there were three.
I think there's three on Monday.
Oh, okay.
I believe there's three on Monday.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So Bills and Chargers, I mean, that's going to be too big of a line. The Bengals and Steelers probably have some
interest
value. Okay, I may send you something for today.
All right.
But probably more likely just stuff for tomorrow.
All right. So check out the website, cffpodcast.com, on the sports investing page if you want to, you know, just for Christmas, you know, throw away some money, because that's what we've been doing.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to only do bets on, you know what I'm going to do? The Steelers are at home, and they're getting 3 points.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to take them on the money. I'm going to do a money line thing.
All right.
I'm going to do home teams.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then, because it looks like the only way we're going to come out on the smelly side of a rose on this thing here is with my 18 total wins round robin parlay. And another few of those that should be coming in later today. So that's going to put us over. It's going to make us look like we're smart.
Yeah.
But it was really only one bet that's
gonna, right. Well, that's all it takes, though, honestly.
Take us over the top.
Nobody asked you how many you won.
How many did you win?
How much did you win?
How much?
So where I'm sorry. Back up. Let's see where we are money-wise. I just wanted to see where the...
Oh, money-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Wrong way. Here we go. That's where we're at.
So I'm just over 1,000 down.
Yeah, and I'm
25.
2,500 down. Thank God it's not real money.
We have not.
We were good last year.
Last year we smoked.
Yeah.
This year
we're smoking something.
It's been rough, man. I mean, nothing's worked. Everything that we did, and I guess that's probably what I didn't do. Last year, if you remember, it started out the year and stuff wasn't going right.
Right.
I completely switched it up.
Yeah.
This year I just kind of stayed with it, hoping it would turn around. It never turned around.
No.
So that was my mistake.
That's it. And as you learn from this whole season of gambling. It's only gambling if you don't know what you're doing.
Hey, if the Giants win the Super Bowl, that's $205 for me, man. So I still got a shot, man.
Yeah.
What are you saying? That ain't going to happen?
No, I don't think so. Tommy DeVito. Oh,
man.
Oh, boy. Don't bet anymore. You can afford to lose, because then you end up like us. $2,500 and $2,000 down. Oh, man. There you go.
Not good, man. Not good.
We need our little Christmas sneaky snack, don't we?
I need this to come through so I can double my money and the real money.
All right. He needs his better week to come through, and we need to go into the club and
look
at a beautiful woman, get a drink. That's right. It's a Christmas edition of the longest-running episodic segment of this program, the Fantasy Girl of the Week. Your chance to look at a beautiful woman on the website, cffpodcast.com, the Fantasy Girl page. Learn something about her and listen to Wayne try and guess her measurements.
Can I guess what she does?
Yes.
Fitness model?
Yes.
Okay.
But she's more known for...
Oh, don't know.
Oh, I thought the last picture on the right would have...
Well, she looks like a ring girl.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Your Fantasy Girl this week, Red De La Cruz, everyone.
Oh, well, she was on our in our finals last year, wasn't she?
Isn't she, she was on our...
Girl of the Year or whatever.
Yeah, our little voting thing.
Yeah, I thought, okay. Name sounded familiar.
Red De La Cruz, born October 9th, 1992 in Quezon City, Philippines. She's a UFC octagon ring girl, social media personality, aren't they all?
Yes.
Fitness model, Instagram influencer, OnlyFans star, and TikTok star.
What's an OnlyFans star?
OnlyFans is that... site on Instagram, I think. I think it's an Instagram thing where you pay and then you get extra special content from them.
Well, hello, ladies.
You know. she became the first Filipina octagon girl. In fact, I was reading an article about OnlyFans, about how all these women on Instagram went into OnlyFans to make money, and it all started really rolling during COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, if everything I'm reading is right, and next year is supposed to be this huge crash in the stock market.
Yeah.
All these OnlyFans girls who are buying these, there's talking to some of them about how they have $5,000 a month apartments, and they're eating at these extra special restaurants and flying charter and this and that because they're making all this money on OnlyFans. I'm like, okay, first of all, who's stupid enough to be giving these women money like this?
There are lots of people out there.
All these women that say, I'm an independent woman. I do everything on my own. No.
Yeah.
No. But they're going
to. Not so much.
That's where the crash is going to be. All these OnlyFans are going to have to go and get a job.
Man.
Anyways, done preaching.
Preach.
After earning her bachelor's degree in tourism from Far East University, she embarked on a modeling career. She then became a ring girl for the local MMA organization in the Philippines, which led to an opportunity of being the first Filipina octagon girl in the UFC. In September 2018, Red was voted as the first MMA Awards Ring Girl of the Year in Hong Kong. There you go. The fitness model UFC octagon ring girl stands 5'5" tall.
Oh, short.
Yep. She weighs 121 pounds.
Okay.
Brown hair, brown eyes. Her measurements are. Wayne always starts at the waist.
She is a fitness model. I'm going to say 23.
Exactly right. Yes. Chest.
Now, I think this is a fake. Because she's short. She's petite. Well, she's 120, so she's not healthy. I'm going to say, I'm going to hedge my bets. I'm going to say 35.
33. Damn, she's a 38B.
I was going to go 34, and I'm like, I better hedge up just a little bit.
And then hips.
Damn it. So 33, 23. Back a little bit, but I'm gonna say
33.
I thought I was gonna say 34 again. I'm like, no, I better
33.
Dang it.
Your fantasy girl of the Christmas week, everybody, Red De La Cruz. That's why I went with her, because it's red. Christmas.
Oh,
red.
See? Holiday spirit. There you go.
Always thinking over here.
That's why your head hurts.
Yeah. Every once in a while.
It's not from banging into the table.
Remember, check out the website, cffpodcast.com. Check out Red and our gambling.
Send us a text, an email, a question. Send us your desire to be in our competition.
The next two people.
Because, you know, you realistically, I'm going to be honest with you, you're just going to be donating money. I'm going to win this year.
So, whoa.
you know, it's up to you. Whoa. If you want to give me part of your, if you want to give me $25, that's okay with me.
20. It's only 20.
Okay, 20. It's 20.
If you want to throw an extra five just for the opportunity to be playing
against we'll buy floss.
There you go. Yeah, so send us your text message questions, 414-520-8249, or your email, cffpodcast@hotmail.com.
And to be precise and on target with our audience, have we posted the punishments? Because everybody's league is ending. So,
I have not put them up.
Okay.
I will get them up.
I was just asking. I wasn't chiding you.
Kind of been lazy busy.
I understand. It's holiday season.
Spent the whole day putting together the, if they had the first pick, where would they, what position would they go with?
You mean that we just toss in a
hopper? Threw away and said, yeah, we're going to change it up.
That hurts just a little bit, doesn't it?
It's like, well, at least you have yours done already.
Well, but you know me.
I'll change
anal retentive, I'll have to move it around. But
So that's it, everybody. Hope you have a great Christmas and as always, be good.
See ya.